hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 26 October 2007. Talking about the H.R. 1955. And I'm into the clerical amendment here, the table of contents in section, whatever. It states the first subsection that, in general, the efforts to defeat thought crimes shall not violate constitutional rights, and civil liberties of the United States citizens and lawful permanent residents. Now, how does this protect constitutional rights if they use vague language such as in general that prefaces the statement? This means that the Department of Homeland Security does not have to abide by the Constitution in their attempts to prevent so-called homegrown terrorism. The bill is completely and utterly insane. It literally allows the government to define any and all crimes, including thought crime, as violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism. Obviously, this legislation is unconstitutional on a number of levels, and it is clear that all 404 representatives who voted in favor of this bill are traitors and should be removed from office immediately. The treason spans both political parties, and it shows us all that there is no difference between them. The bill will go on to the Senate and will likely be passed and signed into law by George W. Bush. Considering that draconian legislation like the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act have already been passed, there seems little question that this one will get passed as well. Now, I'm not going to say that that's a given, folks. Because as long as there's a breath, there's a thought that your brain cells are still synapsing with each other, that you're able to draw breath, that your heart's able to pump a few more ounces of blood, and that you stand vertically and you're not taking the horizontal dirt nap here, that I think that enough people crowding our senators, I don't think this bill is going to pass. This is going to be a test for you out there, ladies and gentlemen, of what you're going to tolerate. You've tolerated enough so far. I think this is the proverbial straw that's going to snap in half that camel's back. We'll take calls, 800-313-9443. I don't get any phone calls. I'll tell you what I'm going to do today, folks. And I'm serious about this because you know what? It's getting to the point that it is pointless to keep talking if you people are not going to act. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not threatening you. I'm not trying to huff and puff and blow your house down. But haven't you seen and heard enough before they pass something like this to come and arrest you of some sort of thought crime and you disappear someplace never to be heard or seen again? No lawyers, no nothing. Your loved ones don't know where you up and disappeared to, or you might end up in some internment camp for re-education, or maybe even radically eliminated.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back. Mark in Alabama. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John, how you doing today?
What a hell of a way to end up the week, huh?
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for reading through that.
Hold on a second. We got... Okay, there it goes. Okay, we got it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying, thanks for reading through that to the extent that you have, and I read through most of it myself today. And... It, you know, whether it does any good or not, never hurts to try. I've got three working 800 numbers for the Capitol switchboard if you'd like to put them out.
Go ahead.
1-800-828-0498. 1-800-614-2803. And the last one is 1-877-851-9. 6437.
Okay.
That hurts to try.
Well, and I'll tell you something. It has worked in the past. On some instances, it hasn't. But I would request, respectfully request to people out there, that when you do call your Congress critters, because it's already a done deal through Congress, it makes no sense to waste your time talking to these people. They've already shown their colors. But we're only dealing with 100 senators here. We're not dealing with 435 Congress critters. And, yes, it will make a difference. But do me a favor out there in Radioland, folks. Do not call up and justify what they're trying to pass on us. In other words, be calm, be cool about this. Be as forceful as you want in your intent and why you're calling them. But watch your language. You know, don't make any physical threats against them. Don't tell them, you know, you need to go out and be hung, because that's only going to fortify what they're trying to pass here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and we'll have our agent provocateurs out there, as always, stirring up the pot. You know.
Count on it. Hey, thanks a lot, John. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it very much. And those numbers again, folks, and write these down and keep them by your telephone and don't move them, because you're going to need to do this next week, starting Monday. The first two are 800 numbers, 828-0498, 614-2803, and the third one is 877-851-6437. Let's go back to the phones here. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Hey, John, how you doing? Well, hell with that. Excuse my French. I'm sorry. You know, I know you're not doing so well after reading all that, neither are or any of us. I appreciate, like, just like the other gentleman there, I appreciate you reading this out and highlighting the points to us. I'm going to make a tape of this today. I'm going to pass it out to other people that, you know, that I think are not aware. My comment here is that I'm, in my daily life, I look to those people who are not the deer light, or the eyes of the deer in the headlights.
Right.
Looking for those people that have a glimmering of reality in their mind. And to my best estimation, I would say less than 10% of the people that I approach on a daily basis and just pick their brain to see where they're at that are approachable is probably less than 10%. And, you know, my idea about what I see based on what I'm experiencing is that the remnant is going to be those people who really know what's going on and stand up, and those that are just cast to the wind is by their own ignorance. And I appreciate the work you're trying to do and say wake up, and I sympathize with your anger a lot of times. But I think the sheeple out there are just meant for the slaughter. And
the only problem with that, guy, is that I'm to be one of those sheep that go to the slaughter.
Well, I grant you that. I was ignorant at one time too, of course, until I prayed to the Lord for the truth, and you would not believe how it opened up a door of reality to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, until you do make that sincere prayer from your heart, you will never ever see the truth. It'll never come to you because you're blind within your own ignorance. And the crux of my message, or my call to you today is that, yes, I agree, we have to make the effort. And you know, if the stuff hits the fan and comes on down our way, we're just going to have to deal with it the best we can. And woe to those who are not prepared.
The problem is, Guy, with that approach to this, that it is a sure recipe for defeat, for the further destruction forever, for all time, of this great republic. And I don't know how you feel about this, guy, because I've never spoken to you about this subject before, but I think there was divine intervention in starting this country. I think that it is probably one of the ways in which Christ himself would like to see a society constructed. But it has been damaged, but not beyond repair.
Well, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you on that. And there's a lesson to be learned here. Basically, it's saying that, well, when you leave the beaten path, or you leave the path that you were guided on, and you have to be slapped so hard to get on, you know, just like a little child from, you know, get the crack in the head from the old man, you know, like I've experienced many times, to get it right, to get it straight, well, then that's just part of destiny for this country, and we're just going to have to, you know, deal with it as it is. And like you pointed out, the legislation that this is just obvious evidence to what the real thing that's going on. And of course, there's going to be those people who would rather be an ostrich than a bull.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not worried about those people, because there is going to be a larger segment in this country that is not going to do anything. And it was that way when this country formed, and it's going to be that way during the Reconstruction of this republic. So I don't get too bent out of shape, and I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about that. As you said, you don't look for the deer in the headlight people. You look for somebody that's got something, something remotely that resembles intelligence and conscience and passion and love of their country.
Amen.
You know, and I'm not saying here that you shouldn't spend a little bit of time talking to people, because you just never know with the seed that you plant today. And I think this is biblical, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine, or don't try to plant your seed in ground that is not going to yield anything. But well, there are seeds that you can plant with people, and I've had people come back to me 3, 4, and 5 years later that thought that I was totally out of the box and a wing nut, and that I should be put down for my own benefit, literally. Only to have those people come back to me and shake my hand and apologize profusely and say, well, you know what, you were right, and I was wrong, and I am sorry.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, and I do my best to copy your programming and pass it on to those that I think are worthy of it. And those that I...
Well, do me a favor. Let God make the judgment about the value of who you're handing it out to. Don't ever let that stop you. Because then if we get into the prejudgment, we're going to miss... And it's our obligations. This is one of our obligations of being Americans, is to inform our fellow man. So please don't ever think that, well, this guy's a total waste of time. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you something, guy. I'm going to make an admission here. That I was one of those people that was approached repeatedly. And I thought this person that was talking to me was just an absolute nut. I got to the point where I would just placate him, smile with him, take his information. I'd walk into my office and throw it right in a trash can.
Jack Otto.
No. Don.
Excuse me, Don.
Yeah. Don Betcher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy tried, and he tried, and he tried. Well, he finally got through to me. He took me as far as he could, and that's when Jack Otto came in. And Jack took me the rest of the way.
Gotcha.
All right, so I was one of those people, guy. And if you would have ran into me, and you never would have come back to me, I might not be doing what I'm doing right now.
Well, you're destined. You had a divine purpose, and I know... besides me and every listener that tunes in you on a daily basis realizes that. And I'm going to give you a call probably next week sometime to talk to you about what you proposed last week about trying to get your programming on other radio stations. I got one in town here that I'm thinking about approaching.
Okay.
And I can talk to you a little bit more detailed about that next week, okay?
Very good. I appreciate it very much, Guy, and thank you for your call.
Hang in there. Love you all. Bye.
All right. Chuck in San Antonio. Hello, Chuck.
If you could tell me about the wording on this, I assume it doesn't actually say thought crime, does it?
No, it does not.
How do they convey that?
Well, they just convey it as that somehow through groups and organizations streaming 24/7 on the internet, having
yes.
these radical thoughts and trying to change people's minds, that is a radicalization process, and thereby by doing that you may You may not be doing it right now, but you may in the future resort to violence. Now, we got to go to break. Hang on a second. I'll get to your call in a second here. We'll be right back.
Perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sorry about that, folks. Had to take a little break here. It took a little longer than expected. Chuck in San Antonio, if you would continue, sir.
Well, John, I'm going to call Cornyn's office and Hutchinson's office. And I know it's discouraging when you call these people. Seems like every time I call over there at Cornyn's office and I talk to that, there's a Jonathan, I think, that always answers the phone. They will tell you stuff like, well, that North American Union, that's all just made up stuff that you get off the internet. People mm-hmm. can put anything on there they want, you know. And mm-hmm. I'll explain to him that, well, the local paper's on the internet, so I can kind of understand that, you know, you can put anything in there that you want. But there's so many things that point towards it that obviously it's very real, you know. SPC.gov, mm-hmm. you know, you don't just get a name like that without being part of the government. So But I'm going to give him a call. But I was born back in 54. I think we're about the same age. And I imagine we both realize that they don't necessarily need a bill like that to get you for future crime and thought crime. But it's just to be able to put it like that in the laws is just plain evil.
Well,
we've got to fight it.
It is the antithesis of what America is.
And how.
And I'll tell you what. By the way, I wanted to mention this. I forgot to say who was actually introduced this bill. It was Representative Jane Harman. She's out of California. Go figure. But Representative, and I don't recognize any of these people's names. Representative Christopher Carney, a Democrat out of Pennsylvania. Donna Christensen, a Democrat out of, I think this is Vermont. Yvette Clark, Democrat out of New York. Charles Dent, a Republican out of Pennsylvania. Norman Dix, Democrat, Washington. Al Green, Democrat, Texas. James Langevin, Democrat out of Rhode Island. Zoe Lofgren, now that one I do recognize, Democrat out of California. Nita Lowry, Democrat out of New York. Kind of sort of heard her name. Daniel Lundgren, Republican out of California. Ed Perlmutter, I do believe that's how you pronounce it, Democrat out of Colorado. Here's another one, Representative Ted Poe. I wonder if he's any relation to Alan Poe. Representative out of Texas. Representative Dade Reichert out of Washington, Republican. And Benny Thompson, a Democrat out of Mississippi. So these two, you guys here in Texas, I'll tell you what, you'd better call this Al Green, and you'd better call this Ted Poe's office. Old Edgar Allan needs to be talked to.
Well, it sounds like their careers are probably going to take a turn for the best.
These are throwaway.
Sure.
That's exactly what these people are. They're throwaways. Whether they disappear from the political landscape or not makes no difference.
They're a tool.
That's exactly what they are.
In more than one way.
That's right. Hey, Chuck, how are you listening to us down there?
Through the computer. I'll give you all a little extra thing on that those Sea Crane FM transmitters.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the back, and Sea Crane told me this themselves, one of the texts where it says, FM transmitter and all the FCC information.
Right.
You carefully pry that little thing up, and there's a hole back there that has a little screw where you can adjust it.
Uh-huh.
And you very gently turn it up to about the top and then just back it off just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and you will get a lot more power out of it.
Yeah,
I live in a brick house,
uh-huh.
and it's that old limestone, and it's hard getting through the metal lath in these walls, but after I turned it up, I can at least get it around the house,
yeah.
and around the yard. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's the potentiometer in there, and we do that with every one of those units that we sell through the network.
Uh-huh.
We get in and we tweak them.
Yeah, you got to tweak the pot on that thing, and it'll always improve it a little bit, and it doesn't hurt it at all, and it's not like a CB radio where it's going to start bleeding over into other things.
Yeah, and maybe, just maybe, your neighbor will get it on their radio. Whoops.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Hey,
start getting those bad looks.
Yeah, Chuck, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve. Are you with me, Steve? Nope, Steve's not there. How about Steve, are you there?
Yes,
okay.
Hi, John.
Sorry about that. I was about ready to move on.
No problem. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I have been on the phone all day today and on the Internet emailing my senators and emailing all the senators, and I've been calling the senators also about this H.R. 1955. And this thing is so vague that it can just be, it could paint everyone with a wide brush.
Well, that's what it's intended to do, so they can go in there and tweak it and do what they want to do when they see fit. Hang on a second, Steve. We've got to go to break. When I get back, we've had people requesting that I give out the toll-free numbers for our Congress critters, and we will certainly do that a couple more times before the end of today's transmission. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Before I go back to Steve here, let me give out those 800 numbers again. These first two numbers are 800-828-0498, 614-2803. Those are the 800s. Third one is 877-851-6437. Steve, continue, please.
Yeah, okay, John. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily confine yourself to just your two senators. Call all of them. Email all of them. Let them know how you feel about this bill, because this thing is so insidious. I'm sure there's only 2 ways this thing could have possibly passed, John. Either they didn't read it, or they know exactly what's in it.
My guess is
they know exactly what's in it.
That's my thought. I mean, it isn't overly complicated.
Yep.
It isn't tediously long. It's astoundingly vague, but we got the point. And to allow this kind of vagueness into a law that they're trying to pass is inexcusable to begin with. And I'm sure you're right. I'm sure they knew exactly what they were doing with this.
And the thing that really, I don't know, the thing that really gets me is, you know, Congress is at an all-time low as far as their popularity with the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very, very worried. They are very worried about what's going to happen in the next. I mean, they know that the president, the executive branch, has taken over much of the government. They're basically, they're neutered. And they're, I think they're going along with this because they have to. I think that there's FBI files. I think there's all kinds of little things, little bits of tidbits of information on these people. I mean, how in the world do you get only six people, three Republicans and three Democrats, to vote against this thing? How does that happen?
As they were running down the hallway from the Congress to try to escape capture, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it's just unbelievable what I'm seeing here. I mean, we're seeing the destruction of freedom of speech and freedom of just freedom, period.
And we've talked extensively about how they've been longing to take control of the internet. They first tried it over commerce issues, that it was extremely unfair for the bricks and mortar people out there to build a building and to pay taxes on it and everything. And well, how unfair this is that people can conduct business through the internet and ship a product out of state, and, well, the state doesn't get any taxes off of it. You know, they first tried this approach, well, it's a money thing, and it's just unfair. Well, now this is the greatest tool that has ever been invented, like television, but we've seen how that's been abused. But this internet, they can't keep control of. So they have to necessarily do this, and they have to get the communications companies, internet people. They have to get the telephone companies. They have made them bulletproof. You can't sue them for violation of constitutional rights. That's going to be overturned as well. Anybody that goes against, and I don't care if they're working government contract or they're working at the wishes of the government, you can't give somebody the right to violate another person's rights. You can't do it. And I don't give a damn how they word it, how wordy they get with their legalese, how many lawyers brainstorm over this deal. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. It just can't be done.
Yeah, this thing, this H.R. 1955 stinks to high heaven, and it's just another step. I mean, we've got, you know, the hate speech crime situation that they're trying to pass,
mm-hmm.
and this is all part of that.
They passed it. It'll be signed.
Yeah, you know, just like this, the amnesty for the illegal aliens, you know, they keep pushing that, and they keep pushing it, and they're going to put it in some little, you know, they'll have a little rider on a major defense bill or something, it'll go through, and they always do that. And this form of government that we have today is nothing like what the Founding Fathers set up for us.
Oh, it's the antithesis of it. It literally is the antithesis. If you went through the Constitution and tried to deconstruct it, I could see no better way. They've done a marvelous job at destroying it. I mean, there's no other way you can look at it. And by the way, I wanted to mention this, Steve, that under Attorney General Janet Reno in the Bill Clinton administration, through the FBI, they were going. Now, you noticed in here they talked about using local law enforcement and state authorities.
Right.
Remember what Janet Reno did along with the FBI out in Maricopa County, out there in Arizona, when they come out with their trifold pamphlet from the FBI Terrorism Task Force. This pamphlet went out to law enforcement, and this thing blew up in their face because this went through the internet. It went through everything. And what they were designating as potential terrorists, folks, those people that talked about the Bible, you could be a cult member, you talked excessively about the Constitution, you may be a threat. If you were a firearm owner or anything else, you were a possible terrorist. Now that was, what, 10 years ago? And look what they have done now. Now they're trying to make this law. And I'm here to tell you something, folks. Anything that is contrary to the intent of the Constitution is not law and can never be law. It is pretended. They're running it through their agencies. It is not law and is not lawful, not legal, not constitutional, not by any stretch of the imagination.
John, I'll just finally say, because I know you've probably got a few more callers, but I just want to say this, people. This is not a bill going after John Stanton Miller or Robbie Noel or anybody else. This is going after you also. It's not just them. It's also you. It's your freedoms that are being held here. And they're going after them. They're going after them in the worst way possible. They're using the color of law to destroy your freedoms, and that's what they're all about right now.
That's it. No, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, John.
Appreciate it very much. It's pretended legislation. Just as they can't and they won't address the IRS issue, they will not address the funny money issue, the Federal Reserve Bank. There are tons of issues they will not touch because they cannot. And for every day that goes on, they have abrogated their responsibility. I don't care if they took office last year. I don't care if they're tenured. They've been there 10, 20 years. It doesn't matter. It is their duty and responsibility as being representatives of the people in the Congress assembled that when somebody or a group of individuals brings something to light to our elected representatives that is illegal and constitutional, every day that they don't move against that to strike it down, get it out of our government, they are just as guilty as if they were there to vote it in initially themselves. I hope you people understand this. They certainly do on the Hill. Let's go to Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa. We're breaking a new board op in here, and we're a little slow on the uptake. Okay, go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, there I am. This is worse than what Ted Pike has been fighting against, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, this yeah.
I mean, does Ted Pike know about this?
Yeah, I'm sure that he does.
This is just appalling.
Well, and what he was doing from a preacher standpoint was trying to protect the First Amendment of assembly, freedom of speech. When he saw them protecting, and folks, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole here with the issue of homosexuality and all that stuff, but when you couldn't have a prayer meeting and denounce homosexuality as being against God's wishes, to make that a crime, you've got people out there that absolutely hate Christianity, that hate the principle of it, because they can't control it. It is outside of their control. So therefore, we've got to eliminate it. Just get rid of it and eliminate it.
Well, I'm trying to think of a scenario that might prompt people to get, you know, where this would touch them. For instance, with all these tasering deaths that are happening, you know, it seems like every week, maybe every day, and they're just not telling us about it. Say that we got together a group and protested in front of the police station because they tasered one of our friends to death. Under this bill, we would be arrested as, you know, terrorists, I guess, because we're not liking what our government is doing to us.
Well, yeah, and you even heard Ron Paul talk about this, about the healthy dissent of Americans. He said that, in his last debate down in Florida, that this is healthy. Dissent against the government and their policies to speak out, that's what this republic is about. And they are trying to take that away by hooking it to Al-Qaeda or whatever boogeyman that they're going to invent in the future, that by aiding and abetting, that you're just setting the stage and making ground fertile for the radicalization of groups or even the lone wolf.
Hmm.
Now, and now they're putting the onus of the responsibility on what you think or what you might possibly say, that you may be aiding and abetting terrorism. You may be, and by definition, you're going to be a terrorist yourself if you do this.
Well, where I'm working this afternoon, she works from home and she's gone now, but I mentioned this to her. I said, had she heard about this H.R. 1955? And she said no, and I explained a little bit about it. Like, well, if you dissent against anything our government is doing, you'll be considered a terrorist, and they can make you disappear. Oh, you're exaggerating.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you're saying it
is. It's not so bad.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
All right. Hey, thanks. I appreciate you calling, Melissa.
All right,
thank you. Thank you very much. Diego in Florida. Hello, Diego. Diego's gone? I don't understand that. What? Clarence? You want me to go to Clarence? Okay. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Yeah. Hey there, John.
Hi.
Yeah, this great exposition tonight. This is the ultimate George W. Bush. If you're not with us, you're against us.
There you go.
This is the ultimate thing. This is the truck of dictators.
It is, and a lot of people have been describing more and more openly in the media, and this is also to scare them, not to say that they're the vanguard of truth, justice, and the American way, but they're even starting to get a little concerned about this, and some people are expressing those concerns. Others are not. They're going to go along, get along to get their paycheck and get advancement, and you know they'll continue to be what they are, just fluff people doing fluff news with no real substance.
Oh, absolutely. The mainstream, the lamestream news is a joke. And I worked in it 30 years ago, and it back then there was a little integrity, but that's all gone.
Well, it is, because now, I mean, one of the things, I hope people caught this, the idea, and even Dan I'd Rather even talked about it.
Dan Blather.
Yeah, Dan Blather. That the news in these companies, these broadcast companies, are not taken seriously. Because news was never meant to be a moneymaker. For corporations, the broadcast corporations, it was always a loss leader. It was something that they were bound to do because they were in the business of informing people. So when you say you're going to do the news, you do the news. And he pointed out that, you know, that this has become more entertainment than based on news. You know, how to better sell your personages, so you can have more people tuning in to your station or your network at a given time, so you're paying attention to these people that don't know, wouldn't know the truth if it jumped out of a bush and bit them on their backside, I'm sure. But a lot of them do recognize it. But they're going to go along to get along, to collect that paycheck and not ruffle any feathers and go for advancement.
Right.
They've sold their souls.
You know, if it bleeds, it leads. It's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, this is H.R. 1955. What was the name of that again? I'm not paying half attention because I don't want
to... It is, and they always like to get wordy about this, it's the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Yeah.
I'll just tell my senators H.R. 1955.
There you
go. Figure it out.
Yeah, they can figure it out.
I'm not going to... Because, I mean, they give their, like, the... What was this last one they passed? The Protect America Act. I mean, who can be against the Protect America Act?
And all the while, and this, if it weren't so ironic, it'd almost be funny.
Mm-hmm.
That what they have done in Congress assembled, not just this one, not just the 110th, the 109th, the 108th, the 107th, and keep going backwards. What they have done by allowing, and this is what I was in reference to when I said before, that any day that any congressman or senator spends a day in office after he is informed, without question, you know, you can never assume that somebody doesn't know about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call that plausible deniability. Well, I haven't heard about it. Well, I'm here to tell you about it. But any congressman or any senator that has not sought, like Ron Paul has, to turn back the hands of time on the Federal Reserve Act in this country, are abrogating their duty as a United States congressman or a United States senator. Every day that they are in office, if they are informed about it, and we've watched the literal destruction of this country using this monopoly, this play money, for every day that goes by that they do not correct that, or they do not correct the income tax laws, or any of sundry other laws. I'll go for the Mac Daddies right now. The periphery stuff, that can wait till later. But any day that goes by, after these people are informed and they do not act, they need to be gone. They need to be out of there.
They are all in violation, and particularly passing these anti-constitutional legislative actions that will bring tyranny to our country. When they sit up there and they vote for them, they are in violation of their oath. And when they're in violation of that oath, they can be impeached.
There you go. Or
but where? But once they control the whole levers, who's going to impeach them?
Understand something out there, and Clarence, I want to bring this up. In the verbiage of this and many, many other, not just this one, and many other bills that have been passed, the language that the legislature comes up with, take note that they always refer to the United States as not the United States of America, but the United States capitalized, the corporatized version.
Uh-huh.
And in this bill that is repeated time and time and time again, they even include United States citizen. Okay, so they are claiming that they have dominion, they have authority of the people that are representing the de facto form of government.
They're giving themselves cover.
There you go.
But I just one on the other side, just
yeah.
One more.
Yeah, Clarence, hang on. And Steve, don't go away. I'll get to you also before we end this program, this transmission of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 26th of October, 2007. Our year of the Lord, folks. Wonder how he's feeling about things right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back. Clarence, if you would, sir, finish up.
Got to make this quick. The venality and the hypocrisy of our Congress critters is towering. It's amazing. They will cut you, and tyranny in this country is going to come from both parties and with their collusion. They will fall all over themselves to wave the flag and to say they are the most steadfast, resolute persons fighting the evil terrorists, mm-hmm. which is our big bugaboo now,
yep.
which is totally invented. And I'll leave you with this right now. This reminds me, if anyone's seen Star Wars or Revenge of the Sith, the scene in there where they have the Emperor Palpatine has them all in that big, whatever, chamber like our Senate, and wants to take all power to this little upstart planet that won't agree with his measures, you know. And they all agree, and there was just thunderous applause, and one of the good people, Princess Amidala, turns to the person next to her and says, "So this is how freedom ends, to the
yep.
sound of thunderous applause."
Yep. Yep. We must crush the dissonance. We must crush these upstarts.
That's it. So
all right.
That's about what I had to say, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Clarence, thank you for your call. I appreciate
right.
it. Steve, we got about a minute and a half. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you that I've been going between depressed and angry over this bill all day today. I contacted all my senators, and, you know, I got to thinking every one of our founding fathers would have been found guilty under this bill.
Oh,
and,
yeah, they would have.
And I want to thank you, too, because I would go totally crazy without RBN, knowing that other people out there feels the same way that I do. So, you know, they thought John the Baptist was crazy shouting out his warnings, too.
Yeah.
But look what he ushered in.
Well,
I really appreciate you.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I die, I'm not even going to have my own name on my headstone. I've come up with a name today. I was sitting around talking with some office personnel, and I've joked about this before on air, that my only epitaph on my headstone is going to read, "There's nothing worse in this life than a bad cup of coffee." That's not going to have my name on the tombstone. It's going to say Juan Valdez. Because you know what? After I pass from this earth, I don't care if anybody ever remembers my name, because my name or what I do is not important. What the important thing is that I am an American, and I am acting as an American for the interest of all Americans, not only alive today, but those yet to be born.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you're a good man, and RBN touches people like you can't even imagine yet.
Well,
thank you very much for that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. I have found my niche, and people can spend an entire lifetime in quiet desperation and doing absolutely nothing. And for those people, I feel sorry that you have not had the fires of passion lit, that you don't have that burning sensation in your body of freedom and liberty and your passion. I feel sorry for those people. They are, Steve, they are to be pitied. They really are.
They are. You're, that's right.
All right. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Appreciate your call very much. All right. I'm going to give out those toll-free numbers again, folks, and let your crazy little violent radical fingers out there do the walking on those telephone pads starting Monday. Don't let up. Tell people about this. Get them calling their senators. I am going to personally call Al Green, this Democrat out of Texas, and I am going to personally call Ted Poe, Republican out of Texas, and I am going to see if I can get audience with the director of the FBI, of all people. Besides that, I want to see my file that they have continually refused to show me over the years. I'll find out what the Fed thinks they have on me. I'm out in the open. This is on Jump Street, folks. I have nothing to hide. I'm standing by my Constitution. I am standing by my God. I am standing by the forefathers that have gone before me for freedom and liberty. It's never going to die in my heart, ever. We'll see you Monday. Think about it over the weekend, folks. What kind of American are you?